Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. It is now time for another Castle Country FYI. Joining me in the studios, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
So happy to be here today.
I'm happy that you're here. You're a day late, dollar short, but hey.
A story of my life. You know, mine too. I just couldn't make it yesterday. It's one of those deals.
You know what? It's okay. It's summer, and I feel like the closer we get to school starting, it's like I'm dragging as well.
Yeah, it does. It's taxing. I think it's the heat.
It's got to be. But today is supposed to cool down just, I mean, not a ton, but we're going to get some sprinkles, so it'll cool down a bit.
So they're saying we're in a flood watch, not necessarily a warning, a watch. So I would say if you're going to be out in the hills, I would still go, but I would be just cautious and watch even in the distance for thunderstorms. If you're in, stay out of the slot canyons, places where floods could come.
And you know what? I think that's really important to note because people will think, oh, well, I mean, it's sprinkling. It's not bad. We can still go up in those slot canyons. It's not a big deal. It's barely even drizzling. Well, what they don't understand is it might not be drizzling somewhere else, and you're still in that runoff area.
Yeah, miles away, it could be a downpour that catches up with you while you're in the slot canyon. So.
Yeah, and that's a situation that turns very serious very quickly, and a lot of the times there's really nothing you can do about it if you've put yourself in that situation.
No, you're in a bad spot, and by the time you realize it, it's almost too late.
So that's something that people need to watch for, be extremely careful, and make sure that you're being safe. And aside from that, here in town, I mean, we haven't necessarily been flood-free for the last couple of years.
No, and you know, we're coming into that flood season again, and I think it's now's the time to start preparing your property. If you have areas last year that were flooded or damaged or areas that needed to be worked on, now's the time to make sure we're getting on top of that, because it looks like the weather pattern is going to be similar to last year. So we could have some flooding this fall or late summer.
You know what? Those are the types of days where you wake up and you think, oh, you know, it got a little wet last year. It's not going to be that big of a deal, but it never fails. As soon as it turns into a serious situation and you're like, okay, I've got water coming to my house, that's when people say, all right, we need to hurry and go get sandbags. We need to do this. We need to do that. We'll prepare for it now, and then you don't have to.
Yeah, get ready now. And the sandbags will be available and everything. But I saw houses last year that people had made just minor improvements on that made big dividends, big difference when the floods came. So
yeah, and it's definitely something that you want to, if you can save a huge portion of your house or your pocketbook right now, why not?
Yeah, check your culverts, check your slopes, make sure you don't have any land sloping towards your window wells, all that slopes away, culverts are clear, everything's ready to go.
Well, Sheriff, on a lighter note, let's talk about some fun stuff.
Demolition Derby's coming. It's less than a month away, August 12th. We have, as of yesterday, 28 cars signed up. Search and Rescue has two cars that they've built that they're going to give an opportunity for some lucky soul to drive, each of them in the Derby. The Search and Rescue folks will be out at the community events. I think they're going to start with International Days. I don't think they'll be in Pioneer Days this year. We'll be in the parade, but they won't have a booth there. But we'll have a booth at International Days. I think they're going to even sell some cotton candy and fun things. But you'll be able to buy your raffle tickets, your early gate tickets. You'll be able to see, we'll have a count of how many cars are signed up at that point. And the cars should start showing up at places like Tire King and local businesses now that are being built around the town. And if you it's not too late, you can still put a car in if you want to do it.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you're going to be on a kind of a time crunch to get it done. Mm-hmm. But hey, if you still want to sign up and have a car in that Demolition Derby, you still can do that.
That's why we went with that 80s and newer chain and bang class. It's pretty easy to build a car. Two weekends, you can have a car ready to go. And if you're really good, one weekend
and you're ready to roll.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. You might need an extra weekend to let the kids have at it with some paint.
Yeah, yeah. So my cars, I'm hoping to have them done soon. They'll be on Main Street. I'd like to have little kids sign them. So if you have a kid that wants to sign a Derby car and you see my cars, there'll be Sharpies there and everything ready to sign them. So I have two.
Perfect.
So.
Well, Sheriff, aside from the flooding warnings that we need to make sure everyone is aware of and the Demo Derby, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
You know, one thing's been on my mind, and it's the heat. It's kind of not record heat, but it's been right up there close. Careful with your pets in the cars and your children. Make sure that your pets have shade and water all day, every day, and that you don't leave your children in the cars, not even for a second. It gets extremely hot very quick.
It does, and especially for those, I mean, we always talk about going out in the winter and getting our cars started and warmed up before we leave. holy cow, I feel like I need to do that in the summer. Turn it on and let it cool down for a minute.
You almost want to cool things off. And, you know, the law enforcement community in the state of Utah is mourning the loss of a canine officer that was left in a car, and he expired from the heat. So it's always on my mind. I heard that there was a child that died in Las Vegas last weekend that was from Utah. At a family reunion, and his parents lost him for a short time, and he went and got in the car, and he passed away from heat exhaustion. So just keep in mind that happens really fast.
Very fast. And, you know, it's like we've said earlier a couple of weeks ago, if you question whether or not it's going to be too hot, leave yourself in there for a little bit.
Well, and don't trust that you can leave the car running and it'll be fine. Things happen. The car could overheat too and shut off, and then your child or your pet's left in there. Bad things.
Too warm. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Every single week you come in and update us on what's going on in the community. And it's always really great for everyone to understand what's happening, as well as being able to stay informed on your Facebook page.
Yeah, check our Facebook page. We have something new there every day. So, and yeah, follow us and like us on Facebook.
Absolutely. And when you're out and about in all these really great community events that we have in the Castle Country throughout the summer, when you see a sheriff's deputy, just stop, say hi. They're going to be all over the place, and they always are, and they just want to have a really good community or relationship with the community.
Hey, and check out their new shirts. We got new shirts this year for community events. They're pretty cool.
All right. Sounds good. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Sheriff Jeff Wood.